Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Istanbul, Turkey. The president of Turkey is fighting for his political life. That's the headline. John Rood will join me at this broadcast table in a moment with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Well, let's focus just a moment on Turkey. Tayyip Erdogan getting ready to go to elections. It's going to be a very close, tight election. And of course, Turkey, though not in the European Union, is a member of NATO, and they have an impact on the European Union. What about Turkey?
Well, what's happening in Turkey is a continuation. We have the failed coup attempt in 2016, but note that we've had two presidential elections called early last year and this year. And so I would say that the presidential election happening last year was really a move to strengthen power. It was accelerated because Erdogan was interested to strengthen his power with extended presidential powers, etc. But now we have a new election that's coming up here, June 24, and I would classify this more as a possibility that he's working to hold power. The opposition parties together are enough that they would have could very possibly have a majority. So if Erdogan was reelected president, and again, this is accelerated for the sole purpose that he can strengthen and hold his power, he would actually get rid of the position of the prime minister. He would issue decrees. He would appoint his own ministers. But the country is still working on this aftermath from the post-coup 2016. They're working with a high inflation rate. Turkish lira has plummeted. People are voting on divided lines. It's secular versus religious, nationalist versus Kurdish. We don't know if the elections would actually be fair. And there's actually a new law that has been passed saying that they can count ballots from without the official polling stamp declaring that it's genuine.
John Rood with the details on the upcoming presidential election in Turkey. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. President Erdogan in Turkey is involved in his third presidential election in 2 years. This time he is fighting for his political life. Erdogan wants to revive the Ottoman Empire and hopes to gain more power in Turkey and the Middle East. Time will tell if Erdogan is successful or not. However, we do know that Turkey is a major power in the end-time scenario that is found in Ezekiel chapter 38, verses 2 and 6. In verse 2 in Ezekiel 38, we see Meshach and Tubal, and in verse 6, Gomer and Togarma. These names represent modern-day Turkey. Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...